looking for an investment property but unsure where to buy? Hi, I'm Scott Carew, CEO and founder of Freedom Property Investors, Australia's number one property investment advisory with over 7,500 members and clients. Now, in the last 3 months alone, over 500 of my clients have purchased an investment property in a growth location. What many property investors don't know is there is currently a property boom in affordable locations all around the country. To learn more, head to freedompropertyinvestors.com.au. That's freedompropertyinvestors.com.au.
Well, since Chris Minns and his Labor comrades were elected to lead New South Wales, there is no doubt whatsoever that the Premier has fulfilled his promise and given teachers and paramedics and other frontline workers a significant pay rise. And he gets nowhere near enough credit for this, Chris Minns, nor does his government make enough about it. Because it is quite the achievement. You go to an election, you say you're going to pay frontline workers more, and within 12 months, you've already started to do it. So you've got to remember, a first-year teacher in New South Wales is now the most well-paid teacher in Australia, earning up to $85,000 a year, the first time they ever walk into a classroom as a graduate. For teachers, other teachers on that scale, it's $122,000, and they were amounted to something like a $10,000 pay rise each. That's pretty good, right? Paramedics, they're now earning $88,000 a year and significantly more than that the longer they're in the job. Now, it is only right, in my view, that in Australia's most expensive city, when inflation has run hot, interest rate rises have crippled families, that the people who deliver the services that we rely on are the best paid of their kind in the country. Most expensive city means you need to attract a higher wage. Now, there are a raft of other frontline services that deserve more money, nurses included, but today I just want to focus on our police. So you can earn close, right now, you can earn close to $10,000 a year more being a first-year teacher in New South Wales than you can a probationary constable. $80,000 a year with a constable level 5 earning 91 grand. So that is way too low. So probationary constable, $80,000 a year. A level 5 earns $91,000 a year. A teacher, on the other hand, first-year teacher, $88,000. Now, I ran into a young police officer the other day, and she told me she absolutely loves being a police officer, loves her job. But she is still working as a labourer on the side so she can afford to live in Sydney. So you've got a full-time police officer moonlighting as a labourer just to be able to pay her bills. Now, that's just wrong. You cannot have police officers being forced into second jobs because the pay's not good enough and the city that they serve is too expensive. And not what they have to put up with. The abuse, the sticky situations, the PTSD, the violence, the hard hours, everything else that comes with being a police officer. Now, let's just look at Queensland in contrast. So in Queensland, a probationary constable is paid significantly more than that what they're paid here in New South Wales. $85,000 salary in Queensland. They get given $20,000 cash to put towards their higher education debts. $20,000 is paid towards the cost of relocation for police from our other jurisdictions. And if you're a New South Wales officer moving north, you will be paid up to $130,000 a year as a first-year constable. So why on earth would you stay here in New South Wales when that is the deal in Queensland for police? Now, Chris Minns has been generous in paying our frontline better, and I know that negotiations are ongoing with the Police Association for better pay for our officers, but to be honest, if teachers are earning the best part of 90 grand in their first year, police should at least be on par with that, shouldn't they? At least. Now, I'm not saying teachers don't deserve it. They do, but surely those two salaries should be on par. I've heard one story of a police officer. He works in Sydney CBD, but he lives in New Zealand. Yeah, you heard me correctly. So it is cheaper for him to fly in from New Zealand, sleep at his friend's house or even sleep at the police station, and then fly out back to New Zealand on days off than it is to rent in Sydney or to buy in Sydney. Now, that is just insane. And I think it is high time that we treat our police officers not just with lip service, but some well-deserved dough. Now, I know a lot of police officers listen to this program. I'm not expecting you to call in because I know you'll get in trouble for that. However, text me and I will keep you anonymous. 0460 873 873. Or you can send me an email, drive@2gb.com. Do you need more money? Is the current wage being paid by the government for our New South Wales police enough to live in this city?
Are you looking for an investment property but unsure where to buy? Hi, I'm Scott Carew, CEO and founder of Freedom Property Investors, Australia's number one property investment advisory with over 7,500 members and clients. Now, in the last 3 months alone, over 500 of my clients have purchased an investment property in a growth location. What many property investors don't know is there is currently a property boom in affordable locations all around the country. To learn more, head to freedompropertyinvestors.com.au. That's freedompropertyinvestors.com.au.